You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, as it is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Monday, April 1st, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. Joining us today is Jake Solberg once again from the Crookston Parks and Rec. Good morning, Jake, and happy April.
Hey, good morning to you too. Happy April.
And April coming along, it's time for a new fun finder for the spring and summer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The fun finder is ready and it's on our website. So everything's open for registration. So for all of our baseball and t-ball and swim lessons and club kid and everything that we have the offer for the spring and summer activities, it's ready today. So
yeah, and it surely feels like spring today. So what can people find in that fun finder?
So they could find all of activities that we have to offer, and then plus some. As far as, you know, we help out just advertise and help out with registration for some spring soccer, so we can start with that right away. Registration forms will be available April 8th for spring soccer. Sarah Reese is the contact for that, but that's in our Fun Finder online. So her number and all everything is that you need to know for that program is on our website. So, and it's open to the registration April 8th. So the forms will be ready for. Other things that you can look forward to: we did open up our travel baseball and travel softball about a week or two ago. Simply because come mid-April, I need to know how many teams we're going to have in each division. So I got a meeting at the end of April. So registration is open, and that will be open till April 19th. So anything after that is a late fee to register. So that's for travel baseball and girls softball. Other than that, everything else is now open. So we'll be open from April 1st to May for 5 weeks. I like to open up for 5 weeks. So I'd have to look at my calendar here, but it's roughly that May 10th, I believe it is. But 5 weeks. If you have any questions, you can always call us too. But we are open today, and registration is a go. So,
all right. So and as you mentioned, there's a lot of things going on in the Fun Finder too, and all kinds of different activities and stuff. And
yes,
it's great that too that the weather is cooperating as well.
The weather's gorgeous today.
Yeah.
Today is supposed to be, I think what I was looking this morning, the coldest day at 47, and then it just gets warmer as the week goes on. So that's great. You know, it's good to see, you know, like now that we got our spring high school sports starting, hopefully that, you know, they can get outside and get going and playing their games. I believe the high school opens up tomorrow. So, so it's going to be, it's fast approaching, and we're excited here at Park and Rec. So, again, if you have any questions, you can always call our number, 1-218-281-1242. Ask for myself or Andrea, and we're more than welcome to help you with anything. So,
yeah, so let's really dig into the Fun Finder and go through all the sports and when they start and kind of, you know,
okay,
if there's any pricing, who to contact and all that,
right,
so people can know.
So I guess we'll start off in our Fun Finder with our T-ball. So we have ages 4 and up, and then ages 5 and 6. So we have boppers and big boppers, we call it. And we will start on the week of June 10th for that program. We can move on to our baseball. So our baseball, we have a few different things. We have a skills and drill league, and that's for ages 7 to 9. And that's learning off of like a coach's pitch or a pitching machine, and they do a bunch of skills and drills, and then we'll start kind of like an in-house on Thursdays, like 2 weeks into the season. First couple of weeks, we like to really work on basic baseball, throwing, ground balls, things like that. So swinging bats and getting the kids ready. So that also starts the week of June 10th. And then we're going to get into our league baseball. So our league baseball, we are with the North Border League, it's called. And we have ages 9-year-old baseball, 10-year-old baseball, 11-year-old baseball, and then we also have 12-year-old baseball. So the 9-year-old baseball, when you sign up, it's going to say 10UB on it. That's simply just for ages kids 9 years old as of May 1st of this year. And then so on and so on as you move up. That's a travel league. So we do go to Thief River and Stephen Argyle, War Road, Roseau, things like that. We play during the week. And then at the end of the year, we have a league tournament. We joined it last year, and It was a good league, good competition for all the kids. And you're playing kids the same age level as you. So, and then we have Babe Ruth baseball for ages 13 to 15-year-olds. And these programs that I'm talking about now are going to start in the month of May, depending on the, you know, like as far as Babe Ruth and Legion go on, depending how far they go in their spring season. But we want to get these kids out, start practicing and getting things ready in May. And I'll have an exact date once I have all the registered players on each team and coaches lined up and things like that. So softball, same thing. We're going to start in that mid-May range, about third week in May. And that's for 8U, 10U, 12U, 14U, 16U, and 18U girls. We're going to open up for 8U all the way to 18 and see what we get as far as registration and things. And we are in the Pony League, so that's kind of the same thing as the baseball. We play Thief River Falls, Red Lake Falls, Warroad, Roseau, things like that in that league. So, like, again, good competition, and you're playing girls your age. So, tennis and golf we have. We'll start the week of June 10th. Everything this year except for the programs that I mentioned will start June 10th, simply because school's getting out and the turnover to start the first week in June would just be crazy. So, then club kid, same thing. And then our swim lessons, we're going to start actually the week of June 3rd. And registration for everything now is open. So if you look through our Fun Finder 2, we have our splash pad. And we are going to open our splash pad Memorial weekend and go through Labor Day weekend. So all the information is in our brochure for that. So, and if parents are looking for kind of a good route for kids to get to activities this year, the Tri-Valley does have a Crookston Summer Fun Pass for ages 5 through 17. The pass is $60 for an individual or $140 for a family. And that's for T-ball, swimming, golf, baseball, theater, you know, doctor's appointment, dental, anything that you can use for Tri-Valley for, they have a pass for that. So contact Tri-Valley if you have any questions on that. So.
All right. So a lot of things for the kids to do, but there's also some things for the adults to do as well.
Yes, that we just went through youth. So, yes, we do have Adult Softball League, which is on Tuesday nights. And then we're going to open up sand volleyball again this season. And actually, the sand volleyball court is going to move from the CSE to the Ray Eklund Complex. We are going to move it this spring, and we're going to put it over where the old horseshoe pit used to be. Just thought it would be a lot easier for, you know, if kids wanted to come with moms, if they had to for some reason, then they have the park, they have the splash pad. You know, mom could play a few games of volleyball. And, so that's going to be moved, and that's going to start, our league will start the week, first week in June. So men's softball, we have a meeting, a manager's meeting on April 16th. It's going to be at the Irishman Shanty. And we're looking at starting the week of May 23rd. Yeah, so a lot of things coming up, you know, in May and June. So get out there and get registered. And, yeah, questions, again, always call us at 218-281-1242. And we are happy to help and with any questions you have. So.
Yeah, and let's go into that Club Kid again and a little bit more descriptive as to what exactly is Club Kid.
It's a program for kids second through sixth grade. They meet 4 days a week at the parks in Crookston. So they can meet and they can enjoy the parks that we have in our community, the games, whether it's kickball or soccer or any kind of sporting event. They also some days will go to the pool and they can swim for a few hours. Also, they have arts and crafts and things like that, games and activities for like that. So they meet at a park every day, a different park, and it's just an activity for kids to get out and enjoy some socialization and be outside and kind of intake our community, right? So
How important is it to have all these? I mean, there is such a wide array of things to do here in Crookston.
There is.
I mean, it's more than just sports, too. I mean, you can go to the splash pad. You can play at all these parks, too. How important is it to have all these options, especially for the youth?
Well, for our community, it's very important. You know, and the kids that don't live in our community that drive into our community, you know, we have 22 different parks in our community. So It's very important for our members to have the opportunities to be outside and enjoy things, like you said, besides sports. But, you know, there's parks down by the river, and they can go walk the, you know, green spaces down by the river at, like, Wildwood or, you know, areas like that. You know, Raglan Complex, there's a lot of green space out there and a lot of activities. So if they want to even just come enjoy the splash pad or the shelters that we have out there, or anything like that, you know. So it's very important, and I think, you know, our department provides a good quality of life for our community members, so.
And, well, speaking of your department, you guys are going to be full-time at the CSC now.
Yes, that is correct. We are moving out to the Crookston Sports Center. Myself and Andrea will be out there full-time. So the move is going to be starting today, so we're not going to be out there full-time today, but, you know, we're going to gradually get out there, and that's going to be our home base for our department. So, yeah.
So is that going to change, like, contact information by any means?
Or? Nope. Everything will just kind of be transferred over. Our IT will be working on that. So same phone number, same thing. If any changes do happen, we will be sure to contact you as KROX and our Facebook page and get the word out. But as of right now, nothing should change. Everything should be the same except just a different location. So.
All right. And then there's always summer employment opportunities.
We have a lot. again, you know, right now I'm looking at I'm trying to find a Legion coach and also some a couple Babe Ruth coaches to help out our program. And then we're always looking for tennis coaches and t-ball and skills and drills. And there's a lot of different varieties. I know there's field maintenance jobs too. So if you like to be outside and be at the Raglan Complex, you know, you can be dragging and chalking fields and mowing and getting the complex looking nice. Park maintenance, that involves anything from mowing to building projects that we have going on in the summer and working in the parks department. So jobs are on our website. So if there's any questions, again, contact us. But everything should be online. You can fill out an application online. You can send it to myself or Andrea through email, or just simply drop it off if you want to come talk with us. So,
yeah, and well, there's a lot to be found on the website just with the Fun Finder alone, and then some employment opportunities right. too. So. What is that website that people can go to?
It's our crookston.mn.us, and then you search the Park and Rec, and you'll find all the information you need. So.
Yep, and then just a reminder for people if they need to call in for any questions or anything
yep.
like that.
Contact us at our office, 218-281-1242.
And the Fun Finder is there. It's on the website right now.
It is on the website. Andrea had it done before I got here. So, it's ready to go.
Yeah, so all that information that we just went over and more, too, that can be found at the Fun Finder. Anything else that you'd like to mention here before we wrap things up for our Valley Talk?
You know, I just, you know, I kind of delayed it, but happy Easter to everyone. Hope you guys all had a good weekend. So it's glad that we're having some nice weather and April's here and spring is going to start blooming. So
yeah,
get outside and enjoy the days that we have. And yeah, that's all I got. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for coming on once again for our Valley Talk program. Look forward to speaking with you once again later on down the road.
Yes.
And yeah, the Fun Finder being out, it's a fun time of year.
It's a busy, fun time of year.
Yes, it is. Well, Jake, thank you very much for joining us once again.
Hey, thanks for having me. Take care.
Thank you, as that was Jake Solberg from the Crookston Parks and Rec here on today's Valley Talk program.